Okay, Dr. Melton, whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Cindy Melton. I'm present at Jackson, Mississippi. I'll serve as presiding officer of this subcommittee that's been established by the Commission on Teacher and Administrator Education, Certification, and Licensure and Development, and composed of commission members for the purpose of holding hearings pursuant to Mississippi Code Annotation Section 373210. Matters pertaining to educator misconduct are being held today, Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, at 9:04 a.m. via teleconference pursuant to Mississippi Code Annotated Section 2541-5. Notice of this meeting was posted in accordance with state law and included in the date, time, place, and purpose of the meeting, and identify the location of the meeting available to the public. It is our intent to live stream this meeting. Failing that, an audio recording is being made and will be posted. The meetings of this minute will be reduced to writing and approved at a later date. Mr. Brian McGarity, Director of Office of Educator Misconduct, is also present to participate in this teleconference meeting at the Mississippi Department of Education, 359 Northwest Street, Central High School Building, Jackson, Mississippi, fourth floor in the Senator Gray Harris Boardroom. As I call the names of the subcommittee members, please state your general physical location, city and state, for this meeting. Ms. Lisa Guy.
Present, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Thank you. Mr. David Martin.
Present, Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Okay. A quorum of the subcommittee is present at the location stated for the purpose of conducting a meeting through teleconference means. The April 1st, 2020 special called meeting is now called to order at 9:04 a.m. Since this is a teleconference meeting, please identify yourself when asking questions, making comments, or making motions. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve, David.
Okay. Thank
second,
you.
Lisa Guy.
Thank you. There's a motion. There's a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. That motion passed. The first item on the agenda is pertaining to agreed orders or voluntary surrenders. This matter concerns the following educators. Number one, Willie Reese, educator license number 264112. Karen Cook, educator license 175598. Crystal Weathers, educator license 216389. Christopher Timms, educator license 247012, and Patrick Kirkendall, educator license 298035. Brian McGarity, director for the Office of Educator Misconduct, will present these matters to the subcommittee for our consideration. Mr. McGarity, you may proceed.
Thank you, Dr. Melton. My name is Brian McGarity, and I serve as the director of Educator Misconduct at the Mississippi Department of Education. There are five agreed orders or voluntary surrenders I'd like to present for your consideration today. Number one is Willie James Reese, Jr., license number 264112, has executed an agreed order admitting he violated standards 12D and 12E of the Mississippi Educator Code of Ethics and Standards of Conduct adopted by the Mississippi State Board of Education, and such action constitutes grounds for suspension, revocation, of a teacher or administrator license pursuant to Mississippi Code 373212F. The respondent's license shall be placed on probation for 6 months from the date the commission ratifies its agreed order. As a condition of the probation, the respondent at his own expense shall complete a 3-hour course on educator classroom management. He shall provide proof of successful completion of the required course by September 30, 2020. Failure by the respondent to comply with the terms of his probation and complete the required course within the aforementioned time frame and or any violations of state law and or federal law and or educator code of ethics standards of conduct during the probation period shall automatically result in the immediate suspension of educator license number 264112 for a period of 1 year. If the respondent's license is suspended due to his failure to comply with the above conditions of his probation, the respondent may petition for reinstatement of his educator license following the conclusion of the 1-year suspension pursuant to Mississippi Code 14A and the rules of procedure governing disciplinary proceedings of the commission. The commission, in its discretion, may reinstate his educator license only by a majority vote of all members of the commission present at the meeting called for that purpose upon the respondent's satisfactory showing of evidence of rehabilitation. Number two is Karen Cook. License number 175598 has executed an agreed order admitting that she violated standard 1.2E and 4.1A of the Mississippi Educator Code of Ethics and Standards of Conduct adopted by the Mississippi State Board of Education, and that she was suspended without pay for the violation pursuant to Mississippi Code 37959, and such action constitutes grounds for suspension, revocation of a teacher or administrator license pursuant to Mississippi Code 3732-13A. The respondent's license shall be on probation for 1 year from the date the commission ratifies this agreed order. As a condition of the probation, the respondent, Karen M. Cook, at her own expense, shall complete a three-hour educator ethics course class. The respondent shall provide proof of the successful completion of the course by April 1, 2021. Failure by the respondent to comply with the terms of her probation and complete the required course within the mentioned time frame, or any violations of state law and or federal law and or the Educator Code of Ethics Standards of Conduct during the probation period, shall automatically result in the immediate suspension of the respondent's educator license number 175598 for a period of 1 year. If the respondent's license is suspended due to her failure to comply with the above conditions of her probation, the respondent may petition for reinstatement of the respondent's educator license following the conclusion of the 1 year suspension pursuant to Mississippi Code 373214A and the rules of procedure governing disciplinary proceedings of the commission. The commission, in its discretion, may reinstate the educator's may reinstate the respondent's educator license only by a majority vote of all members of the commission present at the meeting called for that purpose upon the respondent's satisfactory showing of evidence of rehabilitation. Number three, Crystal Weathers, listed as Crystal L. Tolbrid, T-O-L-B-I-R-D, on her license. License 216389 has executed a voluntary surrender admitting that she violated Standard 10 of the Mississippi Educator Code of Ethics and Standards of Conduct and has agreed to immediately surrender her license for 1 calendar year from the date of ratification by the Commission of Teacher Administrator Education, Certification, and Licensure and Development, after which she may petition for reinstatement of her educator license, and the Office of Educator Misconduct is authorized to reinstate the respondent's license without further order or action of the commission. Number four, Christopher Timms, license number 247012, has executed an agreed order admitting that he violated standard 4.2A and or 4.2C and or 4.2F of the Mississippi Educator Code of Ethics Standards of Conduct adopted by the Mississippi State Board of Education, and such action constitutes grounds for suspension revocation of a teacher or administrator license pursuant to Mississippi Code 3732-12F. The respondent, Christopher Timms, also admits that during the 2019-2020 school year, while employed as an educator with the Petal School District, the respondent was terminated by the district on or about January 29, 2020 for his actions pursuant to Mississippi Code 37959, and such action constitutes grounds for suspension, revocation of a teacher or administrator license pursuant to Mississippi Code 3732-13A. The respondent's license shall be revoked for a minimum of 2 years from the date the commission ratifies this agreed order. Respondent shall not apply for reinstatement before the expiration of 2 years from the date of ratification. After 2 years from the date of ratification by the commission, the respondent may petition for reinstatement of the respondent's educator license pursuant to Mississippi Code 373214A and the rules of procedure governing disciplinary proceedings of the commission. Prior to petitioning for reinstatement, the respondent at his own expense shall complete a three-hour course related to ethical student educator relationships. The respondent shall provide proof of successful completion of the required course as part of his reinstatement application. The commission, in its discretion, may reinstate the respondent's educator license only by a majority vote of all members of the commission present at the meeting call for that purpose upon the respondent's satisfactory showing of evidence of rehabilitation. Number five, Patrick Kirkendall, license number 298035, has executed an agreed order admitting he violated standard 6.2 of the standards of conduct adopted by the Mississippi State Board of Education and was terminated by the district for such actions in accordance with the provisions of Mississippi Code 37959, and that such actions constitute grounds for suspension revocation of a teacher administrator license pursuant to Mississippi Code 373213A. The respondent's license shall be relinquished, suspended, or otherwise surrendered for a minimum of 1 year from the date the commission ratifies this agreed order. The respondent shall not apply for reinstatement before the expiration of 1 year from the date of ratification. After one year from the ratification by the commission, the respondent may petition for reinstatement of respondent's educator license pursuant to Mississippi Code 373214A and the rules of procedure governing disciplinary proceedings of the commission. The commission, in its discretion, may reinstate the respondent's educator license only by a majority vote of all members of the commission present at the meeting called for that purpose upon the respondent's satisfactory showing of evidence of rehabilitation. At this time, this concludes the agreed orders voluntary surrenders. The Office of Educator Misconduct requests that the subcommittee accept and ratify these five agreed orders voluntary surrenders.
Is there a motion to accept and ratify the proposed agreed orders voluntary surrenders presented by the Office of Educator Misconduct? And as a reminder, please identify yourself when making any motions.
Motion, David Martin. Make a motion to accept and ratify the proposed agreed orders and voluntary surrenders presented by the Office of Educator Misconduct.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Lisa Geis.
Okay, thank you. All in any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that motion passes. Agenda item number two is a request for continuance. The second item is the request for continuance presented by Mr. Brian McGarity with the Office of Educator Misconduct. Mr. McGarity?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Brian McGarity again, and I serve as Director of Educator Misconduct at the Mississippi Department of Education. This time, I'd like to present a request for continuance pertaining to educator Darcell Gardner, educator license number 237722, for your consideration today. Ms. Gardner was originally scheduled for a reinstatement hearing on August the 21st, 2019, which was continued to December the 11th, 2019, at Ms. Gardner's request. However, on the day of the December the 11th hearing, the subcommittee granted a continuance for this matter until February 5th, 2020, due to the inclement weather. On February 5th, 2020, the Office of Educator Misconduct requested a continuance due to the illness of the prosecutor, and the case was continued until April 1st, 2020. And now, due to concerns of COVID-19 and based upon the February 5th, 2020 continuance language, the Office of Educator Misconduct is requesting this matter be rescheduled for May 1st, 2020 at 11 a.m.
Is there a motion to continue the hearing of Darcell Gardner from April the 1st, 2020 at 9 a.m. to May the 1st, 2020, 11 a.m. at the request of the Office of Educator Misconduct? As a reminder, please identify yourself when making any motions.
David Martin, make a motion to continue the hearing of Darcell Gardner from April 1st at 9 to May 1st at 11 at the request of the Office of Educator Misconduct.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Lisa Geis.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you. That motion passed. The final item is adjournment. Is there a motion to conclude or adjourn?
David Martin, aye. Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Is there a second?
Lisa Geis, second.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, David. I didn't hear you, but I'm sure you said it.
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Okay, thank you. The motion to adjourn passes. The meeting of the subcommittee is adjourned at 9:17 a.m.